Lion Magazine Summer Special 2022. Welcome to this summer special Lion Magazine published by Lions Clubs British Isles. This is the time of the year when Lions get involved with hundreds of events and activities taking place outside, regardless of what weather the summer months bring. Lions are out and about in towns, cities and villages. We're at the heart of local communities throughout the countryside and around the coast. This is the magic that this special issue captures. After all the hard work behind the scenes, there's the buzz of excitement on the big day, knowing that people young and old are relying on Lions to make things happen. Be that a favourite event that's run for years, something new, or a simple activity that means something to everyone involved. As you'll see over the pages, Lions have been busy over the past months, and there's plenty more to come before the end of summer. Planning and preparing, sorting all the paperwork, organising equipment, loading and uploading, rotors and checklists, marquees and microphones, using all the talent and skill of members, volunteers and partner organisations. Getting the word out, designing posters and flyers, media releases and interviews, photography, video and social media posts, banners and pop-ups. This is who Lions are and a big part of what we do. Events and activities help raise vital funds for good causes. They build friendships, create memories and are great fun. They are a chance to talk about Lions and invite others to join us. If you're reading this and not already a member, you can find out more via our website. Please pass this copy of the Summer Special Lion Magazine on to someone else to read and enjoy when you're finished with it. If you know someone who'd love to listen to a talking version of this Summer Special Lion or read a digital version, they are available at https://public/lion-magazine. The Lion Podcast, Step Forward and Volunteer, is published on the second Wednesday each month. All issues can be downloaded, played via the website, or found on podcast platforms and smart devices such as Alexa. To learn more, visit lionsclubs.co/public/lion-podcast. These next few items are under the heading Events and Activities. And the first one is the Great Knaresborough Bed Race. The streets throbbed with noise as the 2022 Knaresborough Lions Parade and Bed Race thrilled the crowds. This year's theme for parade entries was the environment, reduce, reuse, recycle, and the Best Dressed Bed Award went to a group of Knaresborough dads called the Rocket Men. Their steampunk inspired bed, the magnificent recycled flying machine, was quirky, fun, and inspired their retro recycled outfits. And then the race began. Teams from across the UK were ready. They raced down and up the hills of Knaresborough, through the town and onto the main roads. The rumble of wheels on the beds, shouts and whistles from the crowd, and the thumping feet of the runners chasing the win all added to an exciting jamboree. Safety is an important aspect of the Great Knaresborough Bed Race and something the Lions organising team takes very seriously. With 30,000 people lining the 2.4 mile course, 80 teams of competitors and a final 30 yard swim through the River Nidd's icy waters, every element of the day is checked and double checked. The Wet and Wild end to the Great Knaresborough Bed Race tests the endurance of the teams. Runners become swimmers and the rider on the bed holds tight and hopes the bed will float. Spectators line the riverbanks to clap and cheer the teams, including every straggler. The 55th Great Knaresborough Bed Race was won for the second time by G.H. Brooks, coming in at 12.59 minutes, 81 seconds quicker than before. And the fastest all-female team was Welly Wheelies. Knaresborough Lions have fantastic support for this event. As well, Lions clubs from across Yorkshire who help with the organisation, Harrogate Borough Council and the local community are thanked by Kevin Lloyd, chair of the Knaresborough Lions Bed Race. What an amazing day, and it took a real team effort. Change the future. To mark Her Majesty's Platinum Jubilee, Lions clubs were invited to take part in the Queen's Green Canopy, a special tree planting initiative to create a legacy to benefit more future generations. And you can read more about how to get involved at queensgreencanopy.org/get-involved. Children and teachers were helped to plant trees at Chiltern Primary School by Lenny, the Basingstoke Lions mascot. One Year 4 pupil told Lenny, "Planting a tree changes the future. This wild cherry will grow and provide food for the birds." Fleet Lions have linked with local schools in Fleet and Church Cookham to plant 1,700 trees. Members of King's Winford and Stourbridge Lions led local planting of 520 whips, and they were joined by Stourbridge guides and scouts groups, the Three Fields Community Group and Friends of the Earth Stourbridge. Three little words, Lions Friendship Benches. A map of Lions Friendship Benches across the British Isles is being created to help Lions and members of the public find a place to sit, meet new friends and chat to folk they already know. Thank you to those clubs who have registered their bench after reading the feature in the Lions Spring Edition. To add a bench to the map, email benches@lionsclubs.co.uk with a photograph and details of the location. Go to https://what3words.com to find the unique three-word address. One is available for each 3 square meter space on the planet. Havant Lions registered their friendship bench in memory of much-loved friend and club member Merv Skidmore. It offers a stunning view overlooking the Prinstead Channel. To visit and rest a while, go to https://what3words.com/grumbling.trails.bikers. Westbury Lions do something different. Hundreds of local teenagers and their families came to the High Street for Westbury Lions' new Put Down Your Tech and Do Something Different event. The idea was such a success that the club hopes to make it an even bigger and better annual event. It's something other Lions could consider, and two of the organisers, Heather Blakely and Jeff Curtis, explain how it works. The aim was to encourage young people to discover what they could get involved with in the town. Over the last couple of years, they've been unable to socialise and lost out on building important life skills at what should be one of the best times of their lives. Having the right location was central to how well attended the event would be, and we chose the High Street and next step was getting local authority approval. And this can take some time, longer than we expected. Eventually, we were able to get in touch with various local organisations, guides, rugby clubs, St John Ambulance, Army Cadets, Youth Club, Martial Arts, Angling Club, Dance Troupe and the Leos Club to ask for their support for the new event. Each agreed to set up a stand where some of their young members could demonstrate activities and speak about what they do. This was pivotal to the day's success. Hearing from their peers and learning about the benefits of getting involved resulted in every organisation signing up new members or getting inquiries about joining. To create a buzz around the event, the local dance troupe gave an opening performance that drew a crowd. Westbury Lions provided free street games and ran a competition to guess the lion's name. And the prize was a family ticket to two of the club's well-established events. We also subsidised the cost of an inflatable attraction and ride for children of all ages. As a thank you to the standholders, we organised a discounted hot roll and drink with the local cafe, Amy's. Next year, we'd like to develop a programme of events, including live group demonstrations through the day. There are so many talented groups in the local community, such as local dance schools, martial arts clubs and cadet forces, who would put on a great show. It would be fantastic if other clubs want to run a similar event and encourage young people in their communities to join local organisations. Inspiring tomorrow's Glastonbury headliners. Have you ever imagined yourself headlining the Glastonbury Festival, performing in front of 100,000 adoring fans? When you think about Glastonbury, do legendary performers such as Diana Ross and Sir Paul McCartney come to mind? Or the hottest young singers and musicians from around the world getting a break on the pyramid stage? Within the distance, a sound check travels. Glastonbury and Street Lions have been supporting the next generation of headliners with their Midsomerset Spectacular at Strode Theatre. The welcome return of this popular community concert involved 12 schools and groups and a showcase of 25 performances on the professional stage. The lineup included rock bands, school choirs, ukulele groups, brass ensembles, dance groups, samba and solo performers. On two consecutive nights, 200 young people aged between 4 and 18 entertained a full house of 350 people. This was the first experience of such a large audience for many of the talented performers. The Midsomerset Spectacular started in the late 1980s, and since then, more than 10,000 young performers have helped raise over £25,000 for good causes. Glastonbury and Street Lions undertake stage management and front-of-house duties, with Somerset Music producing and directing the performances. Technical support is provided by the team at Strode Theatre. You don't need to be a neighbour of Glastonbury Festival to support young talented musicians. David Atkins of Glastonbury and Street Lions shares the secret to putting on a successful show. Most important is to have a desire to give young people the chance to perform on a professional stage. So establish good contacts with schools, dance and music groups. Find a suitable venue and remember to arrange DBS checks for every adult. This year we also benefited from securing a primary sponsor. Who doesn't remember the joy of a first standing ovation? We bet Sir Paul recalls joining John Lennon's Quarrymen at the age of 15 for a gig at the St Peter's Church All Faith at the Walton suburb of Liverpool back in 1957. This section is entitled Found, oh, it's Top Tips. And the first one is Found, Tagged, Impressed. Lions have been busy on social media, sharing news of events and activities in smart ways. And here we share some of the super posts and why they work. Found at Facebook. Sandwell Lions Club said, come and join in the fun for the Platinum Jubilee celebrations at Langley Park. We are here with the human fruit machine, kindly loaned to us by Droitwich Lions. The human fruit machine is a great idea and was featured by Sandwell Lions on its Facebook page to promote the Platinum Jubilee celebrations at Langley Park. A montage of images is attention grabbing. In the text, a row of fruity emojis add a jokey link to the human fruit machine. Add a fun 5-second video clip, hashtags, and this one's a winner. Amusing and inspiring videos are a popular and powerful way to promote an event. Facebook Reels can be created on a mobile, making it easy to add music, audio effects and text overlays to short and memorable mini movies. Look out for trends and experiment. So unlock your creativity at www.facebook.com/creators/reels-4-facebook. The next tag was from Workingham Lions, which said they were expected to bring you Workingham's first ever classic car show on Elms Field. If you have a classic car or motorcycle that would like to exhibit, please register your interest. And a colourful illustration helped Workingham Lions to showcase their first ever Workingham Classic Car Show on Twitter. A clear call to action for exhibitors, links to an application form and an events page on Facebook, making everything easy to find and simple for the club to monitor and follow up. A colourful, uncluttered illustration is great for catching people's interest and sharing headline information about a forthcoming event. There are lots of free ways to create graphics for social media, and one example is Canva. So unlock your creativity at www.canva.com. Guildford Lions put one out which said build a simple 2-litre pop bottle raft. Our popular raft race is back for 2022 on Saturday the 2nd of July as part of the Big River Race with Surrey Care Trust and Zero Carbon Guildford. So if you'd like to enter the race, which has obviously already happened, this is what they put on Instagram. So Instagram is known for its photo-led posts and use of hashtags that others used to search on the platform. Guildford Lions chose an intriguing image with a challenge. The link to a YouTube video shows an easy and environmentally sensitive way to take part in the club's raft race. The key to using hashtags is to follow the hashtag sign with phrases that could draw attention to your post. On Instagram, a hashtag is clickable, taking you to its own page. Some long and funny hashtags can be created. There's no need for spaces, as Instagram users know how to read a hashtag. Come up with your own hashtag for an event. There's no cost, just type hashtag and the keywords that you want to use. Use it on promotional materials and related posts will appear on the hashtags page. So unlock your creativity at www.all lions-hashtag.com. This section is entitled, In Case You Missed It. Peace Competition. The 22-23 Lions Peace Poster and Essay Competition is open. Annually, over 600,000 young people express their vision of peace to inspire the world through their creative talents. The competition invites young people aged 11, 12 or 13 at the 15th of November to design a poster, and those who are visually impaired to submit an essay no longer than 500 words on the theme Lead with Compassion. Entry packs with full terms and conditions can be ordered at £14 plus postage and package from Lions National Headquarters on 0121 441 4544. There is both a digital and talking version of the Lion magazine, British Isles edition, available. Click on lionsclubs.co/public/lions-magazine to download, to read, or listen to the audio WAV file. Kindness Matters Award. When a South Staffordshire refuge became overwhelmed by the impact of COVID in 2020, welfare officers approached Lichfield Lions. By partnering with Lichfield Talking News and local community group Helping Each Other, funds were raised to provide food, clothing, white goods and furniture for 97 families in need. This outstanding humanitarian service project was given the prestigious Lions Clubs International Kindness Matters Service Award for 2020-2021. Environmental Photography Contest. If you were inspired by the winning photographs in the spring issue of Lion magazine, now is the time to start shooting with your camera or mobile phone. The contest begins at club level and offers an opportunity to capture a variety of views within the local community. Original photo entries should portray pride and commitment to improve, protect and preserve the environment. With gratitude to Lions and your local communities. Thanks to your generosity, the Lions Brain Tumour Appeal has secured a matching grant from LCIF to cover the cost of a £58,000 machine for the Brain Tumour Research Centre of Excellence at Queen Mary University, London. Your support will improve speed and accuracy in identifying different types of brain tumours and help offer more positive patient outcomes. Thanks go to all Lions who contributed towards the 2022 Marie Curie Great Daffodil Appeal. Over the last 10 years, you have collected over £1 million. Your commitment has funded 50,841 hours of individual nursing care for terminally ill people in their homes and in Marie Curie hospices. Thank you for helping the Lions International Blood Research Appeal, LIBRA, raise £150,000 for the Going for Gold campaign. Your kindness enables LIBRA to support development of treatments for blood disorders and cancers at King's College Hospital, London. Donations towards these fantastic causes can be made through your district treasurer for LCI MD 105 Brain Tumour and Paediatric Cancer Foundation and Lions International Blood Research Appeal, LIBRA. To get involved with the Marie Curie Great Daffodil Appeal, please contact your local community fundraiser or email cga@mariecurie.org.uk. These next 8 short items are under the label Fun and Games. The 10th anniversary tournament of Visually Impaired Bowls England, VIBE, took place at Clarence Park in Somerset. Support for competitors was provided by Lions from World, Weston-super-Mare and Clevedon clubs, and including Clive Robertson, VIBE's honorary president. Reapon Lions presented the Sunshine Memory Cafe with a boccia set. Similar to bulls or pentac, boccia is an indoor target sport using coloured softballs. This tactical Paralympic sport is popular in the disabled community. The volunteer-run cafe enables people living with dementia and their carers to enjoy social activities. Crowds at the Holy Fair and Armed Forces Day in Ayr had fun with the games on Ayr and Prestwick Lions Store. Challenges included finding the right key for a door and bashing a mortiser. The skill is to hit the chocolate sweet with a hammer when it emerges from a bendy tube. Mud, Sweat and Tears is the name of one of the 3 courses at the Mudmaster fundraiser, co-hosted by Weston-super-Mare Lions and Puxton Park. The fun event encourages participants to get down and dirty when tackling obstacles, water and mud on their choice of 5K, 10K or 20K courses. Entertainment at the May Day celebrations organised by Whitstable and Herne Bay Lions included the Broom Dashers and Creekside Cloggers. Over 260 children entered a poster contest, with Jasmine Newell of Joy Lane Primary School winning a selection of art materials. The annual East Meon Country Fair is a cherished event in the picturesque rural Hampshire village. Among the food stalls, beer tent, craft marquee and a not very serious dog show, Meon Valley Lions were busy encouraging visitors to shout higher and lower with their cash prize, Play Your Cards Game Right. Over 500 partygoers enjoyed live entertainment and a large selection of drinks at Party on the Pitch. The 2-day festival organised by Utoxeter Lions raised funds for prostate screening. Alongside popular local bands, a highlight was the Bruce Springsteen and E Street Band tribute band Glory Days. Kidderminster and District Lions sold 963 ducks in just over an hour for a sellout race raising £2,900. Bewdley's mayor and mayoress fired the starting gun, signalling the moment for competitors to launch their ducks over the bridge into the River Severn. And winning duck number 660 belonged to 3-year-old Joshua Kelly from Stourport. This next section, 6 items under the heading Lions Health Service. In the last 3 years, over 1,500 knitted trauma teddies have been donated to the South West Ambulance Service, Devon and Cornwall Police, Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service and Dementia Care Units. This remarkable achievement has involved Torpoint and Rame Lions, Launceston Lions and South West Lions. These clubs have also donated 3,000 knitted hats to special care baby units in Cornwall, Devon and Somerset. Harrow and Pinner Lions have donated an end-of-treatment bell to Jack's Place, a children's ward in Northwick Park Hospital. When members of the club met with staff, they heard the great news that four children had rung the bell the day they visited. Staff shared heartwarming comments from the children, who were excited to go home at the end of their treatment. When Baby Beat at Preston Royal Hospital issued a plea for support to fund two state-of-the-art neonatal cots, Kirkham and Fylde Lions responded. Nicola Entwistle, children's matron at Lancashire Teaching Hospital, said, "These Tom 2 cots will help enhance the care provided to families and to babies and their families, allowing for a greater ease of access for clinical staff to reach the baby and offering a more interactive experience for parents." After a neighbour's death from a brain tumour, Deeping's lion Nikki Waldy persuaded her husband to do a tandem skydive in his memory. Recalling the experience, Nikki said, "We fell 8,000 feet in about 40 seconds at a maximum speed of 120 miles per hour before the instructor opened the parachute and we gently floated down. It was absolutely amazing and it raised £2,025 for Lions Brain Tumour Appeal." Ellesmere Port Lions agreed to help a local organisation addressing period poverty when club member Sarah heard about the problem. "Giving Against Period Poverty supports local schools and young mums. With the help of their local Tesco's community champion, the club was able to donate a supply of sanitary products." The latest project by Dursley Lions at Vale Hospital is a dementia garden. Anne's garden has been included in the garden pathway, https://thegardenpathway.org. The newly completed garden is named after the late wife of club member John Tuffy, who took the lead on the project. As well as donating a patio set and a water butt, Lions will continue to provide many hours of work in the hospital gardens. These next four items are under the heading Community Support. A rare opportunity for a private tour with a cream tea at the William Medcalf Vintage Bentley Works was enjoyed by 50 lucky individuals. The sellout initiative enabled Petersfield Lions to raise £1,000 to support humanitarian aid in Ukraine. The Whitney Lions Dream Scheme awarded a share of £4,000 to local organisations, and these included the First Aston Brownies, Whitney Vikings Youth Football, Ashton and Cote Day Centre, Northleigh Seniors Luncheon Club, the Whitney Shed, Got to Be, and Broadhill Preschool. Boroughbridge 98 Lions have started environmental projects in local schools after donating Wild Tribe Heroes books, and every pupil will decorate a name tag for 1,000 plus native British trees being planted on Sally Farm and managed by a club member. When collecting items for stores for local community centre, Warwick Lions realised flowers beyond their sell-by date were thrown away. The stores recognised their potential to do good and have given the blooms to Lions to redistribute. Congratulations! Thanks to the efforts of millions of Lions around the world, the Lions Club's International Foundation has exceeded the target of Campaign 100, LCIF Empowering Service, the final figure was an incredible 324,687,263 dollars, and the generosity of members of Lions Clubs British Isles towards this goal has been amazing. Your fundraising, collections and pledges will support so many humanitarian causes. Congratulations. Together we make a difference. Stand with Ukraine. As the humanitarian crisis in Ukraine continues, Lions across the British Isles are working with a range of partners to offer help and support. Around 900 babies are being born every day in Ukraine, according to Baby Lifeline, an organisation helping pregnant women as well as mothers and babies. The charity has worked with medical experts to develop out-of-hospital birth bags to help those faced with delivering babies in evacuating hospitals, train stations and bomb shelters. Borsal Common, Marston Green and Great Yarmouth Lions have provided financial support to supply birth bags that are manufactured in the UK. The birth bags contain essential equipment and translated emergency information, enabling health professionals to give care in the most appalling conditions. So to find out more, visit www.babylifeline.org.uk. Isle of Axum Lions, their twin club De Bernice in Holland, and Lions of Galicia in Poland have partnered with the healthcare specialist Pro Hygienia to supply a range of medical aid to Zaporizhia in Ukraine. The purchased equipment includes intravenous cannulas, cannula patches, infusion fluid transfusion apparatus, emergency bandage trauma dressings, nitrile gloves, syringes and technical stasis. To learn more about this partnership, follow Axholmal Lions on Facebook. Showing a real can-do spirit, Chipping Sudbury Lions decided to provide direct support for Lions of Kyiv and Ukrainian refugees displaced by the conflict. The idea was to take a coach filled with aid from the UK to Poland and return with families registered under the Homes for Ukraine scheme. Sounds impossible? Not for the intrepid team gathered by club member Ian Gott to complete the mission. The first challenge was to organise transport. With amazing generosity, Kevin Jones, Managing Director of Turner's Coachways based in Bristol, offered a fuel-filled coach with drivers Piotr and Owen volunteering their time. Neighbouring Lions of the Wootton Under Edge Club became a partner for the venture, and members Jessica Eastland volunteered to take part. Food, trauma bags and a range of medical supplies were generously donated by local communities to Turner's and the Yate Shopping Centre, as well as from the Lions Clubs. And after weeks of planning and preparation, everything came together and the impossible mission became a reality. Lions Ian Gott and Jessica Eastland were on board and ready for the 1,200-mile journey to Poland. Andrea Brown and Sophie Abbott came aboard from Coventry Support in Ukraine to deliver children's backpacks to displaced families in Poland. 2 long days later, the coach reached the warehouse in Krakow. On arrival, Kyiv Lion, Stuart McKenzie and colleagues were ready to unload the coach so that the aid could be transported to Ukraine for distribution to those in need. Mission Possible Part 1 complete. Next step was the centre of Krakow for much needed local refreshments. Cheers. Part 2. The return journey was made possible thanks to incredible support from volunteers through several Facebook sites. A special thanks goes to Sally, who travelled from Warsaw to Krakow with a minibus. She made two separate journeys through the night to bring Ukrainian families to the hotel. And the following morning, Jessica Eastland and Ian Gott assisted 41 Ukrainian passengers and a returning volunteer aid worker onto the coach with their luggage. Passport and visas checked, ready to depart. At the overnight stop in Dortmund, Germany, they were met by the UK hosts of one of the passengers. Being heavily pregnant and accompanied by two children, they were travelling the rest of the way by car for fear of an early labour. A customer stop in Germany caused a lengthy delay. That's a customs stop in Germany caused a lengthy delay, meaning it was after midnight when the coach arrived at a hotel. A quick detour to McDonald's was unanimously agreed as a welcome treat. Mission possible day 4, Calais in sight. Despite slow progress through customs, everyone boarded the ferry with a sigh of relief. Back in England, some families were met at Dover train station by volunteer Alex for onward travel. And finally, the coach arrived back at Yate at 11 p.m. where sponsors and members of Wooten Under Edge provided overnight accommodation for Ukrainian families who next morning took the train to Edinburgh. Ian Gott said, seeing how happy everyone was to be safely in the UK makes all the effort worthwhile. And a message received from the Ukrainian families, we didn't want to say goodbye. The bus became a home for us. It was so good and safe thanks to you. We thank you all the time for your great work and thank you for helping me. You are our guardian angels. Thanks for your kind hearts. The next section is entitled New Members and it lists at least 150 new members. Oh, well, there's more than that because it lists at least 150 clubs and some of them have had 2 and 3 new members. But I'm going to read you just a couple of excerpts. So, welcome to the hundreds of new members who have joined Lions Clubs in recent months. Wear your Lions pin with pride. It's a symbol of the amazing service undertaken by millions of ordinary Lions working together since 1917. You're among friends and the like-minded individuals when you wear your pin. Show others what it means to be a loyal Lion, someone who can be trusted to do their best to help those in need. Share your pride by speaking about the good work Lions do to support local communities at home and overseas. New members bring fresh ideas and a shared commitment to help others. They get involved in activities and events in local communities across the British Isles. We asked some new members 3 questions. What's the best event you've ever been to in your local community? Do you prefer to get involved behind the scenes or front of house? And have you any ideas for events or activities that Lions could do in their local communities? And here's what they had to say. Neil Hoos, Banbury Lions Club, said, I prefer to get involved delivering activities. The recent Jubilee Big Lunch held in my street brought the whole close together with a minimum of pre-planning and formal organisation. It showed that one meeting to agree a common purpose, a WhatsApp group and a positive attitude can create a memorable event without anybody feeling stressed or unduly put upon. Michelle Priest of Dudley Lions Club said, "Dudley Lions bingo night was really good fun. When it ended, strangers felt like friends and wanted to know when the next one would be. I'm an ideas person. The club is supporting my suggestion of trialling a heat tin. It helps people save spare change to be donated to those facing a choice of eating or heating. We're working with Warmer Homes West Midlands, who will distribute the money raised." Julie Rattigan of Bexhill Lions said, "I enjoy working behind the scenes, especially when somebody tells me what to do. We have a fundraising committee to discuss ideas. These unravel, grow, details are added, practicalities put in place, and before you know it, another event is born. There are fun quizzes with delicious plam and suppers, which embrace adults out to have a fun evening with family and friends, and fairy trails, Easter, Halloween, that brings everyone together. Each is memorable for different reasons." And Tim Clark of Yateley Lions said, "A recent event, Funfest, was brilliant. There were so many families having a good time, and it didn't matter how long it took for the amazing kids to take part in the activities. It was great to work with other Lions clubs to make this happen. I'm also happy behind the scenes, and something I'd like to see us do is teach the community about online security, as that can catch out anyone, young or old." So the final article is headlined, "A Lion's Tale, National Memorial Arboretum, A Place to Remember." The National Memorial Arboretum in Staffordshire is a place to remember. Visit any time of the year to be inspired by the stunning landscape. Learn the incredible stories of service and sacrifice behind some of the 400 memorials at the site through a programme of activities. These include guided walks, daily talks, buggy tours, and a land train providing an easy way to enjoy 150 acres of memorials, gardens, grounds and woodlands. Coinciding with the Birmingham 2022 Commonwealth Games this summer, the Arboretum has a programme of exhibitions, events and activities exploring sports, service and the Commonwealth. The Queen's Commonwealth Exhibition in the Millennium Shelter explores the monarch's role, celebrates countries where a third of the world's population live, and examines how the Commonwealth fosters collaboration and friendship through a shared spirit of service. The all-new augmented reality experience, Commonwealth Outdoor Escape Challenge, and a collaborative art installation highlight the camaraderie of communities across the Commonwealth who have served together, as well as the role of sport in the armed forces. Toilets, food and drink facilities, a gift shop and galleries featured the latest exhibitions are located in the State of the Art Remembrance Centre. The Arboretum is free to visit, but online booking is recommended to guarantee entry. See www.thenma.org.uk.